This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak. Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, sitting in for Jeff Doak. The Knights Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
Got everybody right here. Get the clap going. You know, everybody's excited. Glad we got the win against Bullet. Makes it a lot better.
Well, Coach, I want to jump into that in just a minute because I know how big of a win that is. But also, not very long before that, you became a 100-win head coach. Let's talk a little bit about that. How did that feel once you kind of soaked it all in? Because I know, you know, against Robert Toombs, right? You're coaching the game ends, and now you've had kind of some time to absorb that. So tell me what it feels like to have accomplished such a great feat.
I don't think it hit me until probably Friday, right after Bullet. Madison and Maggie and Chelsea, and they put on that video of everybody getting to do a recording, and at that point, kind of you step back and go, "Wow, you know, you don't really look at the 100 wins; you just look at the journey of trying to get them, you know, and the relationships that you build, and the kids that you've influenced, and hopefully you've helped out along the way." And I was glad some of them didn't use some of the stories that I probably said or done in practice, but they were very very genuine, very nice, and I thought that, you know, you don't really know your worth, and you look at football and everybody thinks about winning and losing, and that's the biggest thing at the end of the day, but really it's how you impact their lives in the end, and I've took pride in doing that, of, you know, going to work every day and winning games, but at the same time trying to shape these guys into young men, and that's my ultimate goal, not necessarily. And Mary Ford, and my kicker. But, you know, I think for that, that's what it is. It's all about the relationships. And I've said that 1,000 times in coaching. It's about the relationships that you create and how you go about it with everybody in your day-to-day. You know, I've seen some coaches that, you know, they really relish them 100 wins, and, you know, they think very highly of themselves and all that other stuff. But at the end of the day, I look at the 100 wins, and that's just the past. And I look at all the relationships that I've created going forward. And it's been exciting. It's been a fun journey, and I've enjoyed all of it.
Coach, I've been doing this long enough where I have seen coaches that are in this business simply to win games. And then I've seen coaches in this business that, of course, winning is important. But then also the main thing is the shaping and molding of young men. Winning 100 games means that you've been doing this for quite a little bit of time. Talk a little bit about when you reflect upon some of those relationships and those young men that you have had an opportunity to sculpt, mold, and possibly point in the right direction.
Well, you know, I look back at instances of, you know, the hardships and the adversity that some of our kids go through day to day. We don't know everything at home that goes on with kids. And, we know our home life, and we know our struggles. We don't know everybody else's. So I hope at some point in time we're able to, you know, that I'm approachable, you know, and they can come to my office and say, "Coach, it's been this or it's been that." And I always try to have some type of answer to help them out. But at the end of the day, you know, for this many years, like I said, being a head coach, being in the coaching business 27 years has been it's been a blessing. And I've been blessed to be able to go where I want to go and not been told to leave. So it's been great. And, you know, but I think that also goes back to the work ethic and how you go about your day-to-day business every day.
You're listening to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's talk a little bit, because, you know, everyone in this area, right, they know Brandon Derrick as the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, but you didn't start out the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights. You didn't just walk in the door. There was a journey before that. Talk a little bit to me about where you started and your journey here to St. Simon's.
I started my first year coaching at Lenore City High School, right outside of Knoxville. I was a head baseball coach and offensive coordinator at 22 years old. I was laughing about that today with Coach Gibson, the things that I didn't know that I know now. So I was a head baseball coach, and then I left there. My former head coach in high school called me and asked me to come down to Temple, Georgia, and I went to Temple, Georgia, which is outside of Carrollton, and worked there for 7 years, helped build a program at that place. And then I was blessed enough to go back home for 3 years, become a head coach. It was my first head coaching stint back home. And, you know, we developed a pretty good program there. And then that was when the economy and everything else kind of went awry. And we had to make some decisions. And we moved to Glenn. We got contacted by Glenn Academy and came down here and was the offense coordinator for 4 years. And then I think Coach Morgan left here, and I got a phone call to come over and was asked to interview. And well, the rest is history. So, and along the way, I've met a lot of kids, a lot of great relationships, a lot of great parents, you know, and that's the thing, the memories of those folks, everybody, you know, coaches that you work with every day. Learned a lot from them. I've learned some things that what to do and what not to do, you know, but that's part of the business. And it's been really good. I've been blessed in this business and I've enjoyed it. That's the big thing, is enjoy what you do, and then you never work a day. You just go and you go have fun. And there's some days I do think it's a little bit of work, but most of the time I enjoy being around the kids, and the kids, I hope, enjoy being around me. And we've been successful in the last 13 years here.
100 wins, right? And let's not also, we would be remiss if we didn't say 100 wins plus a state championship in there as well.
Yeah. We won a state championship in 2018, was runner-up in 2020, and, you know, our sights are set right now to win a region championship, hopefully play for another one, hopefully this year. I think we've got the pieces. We just got to continue to stay healthy and keep getting better every week.
Well, one thing that you showed this past Thursday night was that this team is capable of making some noise in the playoffs, and we will talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. This is the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams, because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo. 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21,000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Head Coach, or the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, in for Jeff Doak. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. Okay, Coach, so you had a huge game, like the big-time rivalry game, probably – in my opinion, it is one of the better rivalries in the state of Georgia, regardless of GISA or GHSA. It is a great rivalry. You and Bullock Academy, you had them under the oaks, or as I like to say, in the bloody marsh. Coach, talk a little bit about the game. Winners, by the way, 35-20. Talk a little bit about the game.
I thought we played really well. I was slow early offensively, so we struggled a little bit. But at the end, I thought we played really, really well in the second half. I thought our defense did a great job all night handling the triple option. One of those, you know, the Paul Johnson triple option, our guys just did a really good job of playing disciplined football. And that starts out with our linebacking core with Gavin and Jordan and all the outside backers with Eli and Travis and Wyatt and those guys. That linebacker core and the D-line up front, Fuller, Eric, J.C., and Holder, they just kind of shut it down up inside, and our safeties and corners rallied. Thought we played really well. You know, I think Gavin had maybe 11 tackles, 12 tackles, and he played really well. Bumped, hit his shoulder early in the game and then come in, and then he even got a touchdown there. And one of them, we were running a NASCAR play, and we had the personnel. He had to go in and play C-back, got a one-yard touchdown run. So, had a big night. He played really well. I thought Braxton with a 90-yard touchdown pass from Jaden Baldwin, that was huge. Stanton ran the offense real well in the second half. And I thought our O-line just kind of took over the game in the fourth quarter. We went to just running the football. And the last 4 minutes, when it was 28-20, Bullock needed a stop. They couldn't get one. We actually drove it down the field in 2 minutes. We weren't even trying to run to hurry up. The offensive line was just – taking care of business, and we actually slid down at the one-yard line and run the clock down under 30 seconds and then ran it in at the end just to try to get it to run some clock off. But I thought our guys played exceptionally well Friday night, offensively, defensive, special teams. Probably set the tone in the second half when Mary Ford hit the ball. She told me, she said, "Coach, I can put it over his head." And I say, "Put it over his head." She hit the perfect kick. It hit right at the 10-yard line, had backspin, rolled, and just stopped right up on the sideline. And their guy thought it had rolled out of bounds, and so he stopped. And when he realized it hadn't, he turned around. By the time he picked it up, Hudson and the guys down there made the tackle. So I thought our guys did a really good job, played well. And it was a very physical game, and I thought we brought physicality. And I thought the kids did exactly what we asked them to do and executed really well. Big thing was we only had one turnover. And I think we created three turnovers, so that was pretty big for us.
Coach, I think it's fair to say that going into that football game, I believe Bullock had only lost one football game, and you know they were pretty well viewed as one of the favorites to win a state title in the classification. And I don't know that there were a lot of folks that saw Frederica knocking off Bullock Academy. So tell me a little bit about what you said to your kids going into the football game, and then especially tell me what you said to them after the football game.
You know, I think going into it, it was, I told them all week, this was a football game that was, it's a blood in your nose, we're going to chip some teeth type football game. We're going to go in, and you got to be physical. You got to go in there, and we're going to have to hit them every time, and we're going to have to play right through their face. It's one of those games that when we're going to dodge a block, we're going to play through the block, and we're going to not only take the block on, we're going to run through it and make a tackle. You know, and I thought our kids responded. They did exactly what we asked them to do. And then, you know, after the game, I just told them, you know, that's how you play hard nose, that's grinded out football. That's you line up and play disciplined football. We got dive, we got quarterback, we got pitch, and our kids just did a really, really good job of that all night long. And they played very disciplined, and they were very focused in what they were doing. And I thought that they went out there and did their job, you know, and I told them at the end of the game that, hey, you're 1-0, you're one step closer to winning the region championship. So you got 24 hours, go celebrate, have fun, and get ready to rock and roll, because Pinewood is the next rivalry game we got, and we got to go answer the bell because they're 1-0, and we can win this one this Friday night. We've got we pretty much got the region secured, so we got to go take care of business.
It is a big game, and we will certainly get to that momentarily. This is the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, moving forward, as you mentioned, Pinewood, and I do kind of want to wait to talk about the Pinewood game because I do know how big it is. But in your classification now, as you kind of mentioned, it is now you and Pinewood on top of the region. And talk a little bit about what that win does over Bullock with the playoff standings and the power rankings and all of that.
Right now, it really cut the gap. When we beat Bullock, it cut the gap between us and Westfield to like 3 points, maybe 2.9 points or something in the ratings. And they've still got two really tough games left. They got to play Brookstone and Pacelli in 4A on their end. Whereas, you know, I think if we can win out, we got a chance to flip the script and be one of the top four teams and get a playoff game at home in the second round. And that's really what we want to do. Don't have to travel in the second round. I think that if we win out and they were to lose a couple of those, and then we got to look and see what happens with Valwood, because it really cut that one down too. I think we're only 4.9 or 5.1 points away from Valwood. So hopefully, you know, we get a few breaks, we win out, and we win with that max preps. You got to win convincingly, you know, but we got to go win, and we got to take care of our business here, because it's going to be a challenge. Pinewood's going to come in here and play, and they're going to give everything they got. But for us, that really helped us a bunch, cut the rating gaps in that power ranking.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. More
Cunningham
to come.
Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop filling in for Jeff Doak. This segment is brought to you by Frederica Pharmacy, 95 Wings, and by Marshland Credit Union. Okay, coach, so
5-3 on the season, 1-0 in the region, a huge win against Bullock Academy, and now you move on to Pinewood.
Yes.
And so that game, you mentioned in the last segment, Pinewood won their game as well, so it's basically the two first-place teams squaring off for the region, and the winner has a very firm inside track to win the region.
Yeah, I think that's very accurate. So if the win, whoever wins Friday night's got an inside track to take the region, and you know, it's going to be a tough game. They're young, they're little inexperienced in some areas, but they've gotten better and better every week, and they continue to get better. And they had an open week the week before they played St. Andrews. They beat St. Andrews 39-12, you know, they do a lot of things right. They got a really good kicker. He's a directional kicker. He does a lot of things really well. Their O-line and D-line's gotten better and better all year. Their running backs are really good. Quarterback is solid. Their defense, linebacker core, and secondary are pretty good. Their D-line's pretty solid up front. They're big. They're hard to move. So, you know, we'll have our hands full. But we got to come out and play and not give them any life early if we can. You know, you don't want them to get excited. So if we can come out and execute early on, I think that, you know, and take and get on the board early and put them – and playing catch up, I think we got a good chance to come out of this thing. Our kids are healthy, you know, and feeling pretty good. You know, we had a tough win. It's hard to get up for two rivalry games in a row, but like I told the kids, you have to do it. If you want to win it, this is what you have to do. So you had to get up for Bullock, then you got to turn around and get up for Pinewood. And, you know, for the years, I'd say for about 10 years, first 10 years, it was between us and Pinewood every year.
It was.
And then now Bullock's come along, and Coach Phillips got them doing things, and they've won it the last 2 years. So, it's, you know, it's been us three teams, really. And then St. Andrews is still trying to develop a program up there, Coach Worthington is. And so our goal is go out and hopefully go execute early and set the tone early in the game. And hopefully we can do that and control it.
I know as a head coach, you spend a lot of the week kind of preparing for all sorts of different things, especially for one against a team, any team. What is the one thing, if there is a one thing, that concerns you the most about Pinewood and the style that they play versus what you do?
They got some running backs, and they run hard downhill. So we got to do a really good job of tackling and rallying to the ball. You know, that's the one thing that they do a really good job. Coach Watson's got them playing downhill, and they're going to run power, and they're going to run ISO, and they're going to read it, and the quarterback's going to pitch off of it, and all of these things. So you got to play another very disciplined football game. We have to rally. We've got to, you know, we got to shut the dive down in the ISO. We've got to fly to the ball. We got to tackle the quarterback, and then we got to make him pitch. That's the goal. We make him pitch and get out there, and then rally to the ball and get to the pitch man.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk about what you feel like that you have been able to accomplish offensively up to this point and what you think you need to do offensively in the game against Pinewood.
I think we've improved week to week. We've been able to figure out ways to get the playmakers the ball. We got to do it the same way. We got to get playmakers to football. We got to get the ball in our hands. We got to create angles, and we got to get leverage on guys. And I think that we do a really good job of out-formationing sometimes defenses. And getting our guys leverage and getting angles. You know, where we're at, but, you know, what we do, we're not going to have that 270-pound lineman up front, five of those guys. We're not going to be able to just line up and zone block you. We've got to figure out a way to gap scheme you. We've got to figure out a way to run sweeps and read guys and put people in space and see if they can tackle our guy out here that's getting blocked and do things like that. So, I think we've done a really good job of that. We've had some really good game plans. I thought the game plan Friday night was really well. It was really good. We struggled in the first half because we had the wristband. We had the wristband topped up wrong.
That's hilarious.
But once we got it fixed, we got it figured out. The second half was much different. We put up 28 points in the second half. I still laugh about it. But, you know, I just think that for us, we spend a lot of time trying to get our guys in the right spot and putting our kids in the position to make plays and giving them the best opportunity to make a play. And we've been doing that for years, you know. We spend hours and hours and hours of doing that and making sure our guys are in the right spot and can execute.
I want to jump back really quick to the Bullock game before we wrap up. How satisfying – I mean, I know that's a big-time rivalry, and you've been in it for quite some time. How satisfying – Is it to win those games, especially when you beat them under the Oaks?
Oh, it's great. It's great for our crowd. I thought the crowd played a huge role Friday night. They were into it, being a big crowd, and they were loud, too. I think our crowd's been outstanding this year. We've had a lot. We've been pretty loud in a lot of games. That home game was very good. It's very satisfying to win those rivalry games in the region to set yourself up to try to reach the championship. Because you got to go have that region meeting on Monday right after you get done with the season and sit down before the playoffs. And it's always good to sit at the table and know they're about to slide that trophy over. So our goal is to take care of that and try to win the trophy. And I know Coach Watson this week is saying the same thing. He's in the same position as we're both 1-0. So the guy who wins this Friday's going to hopefully get the trophy.
Going to be a great, great football game for sure. A lot of playoff implications on the line too, as far as seeding and region championship as well. All right, so this coach, I want to thank you for that. Let's do it, the Bloody Marsh. I love it, Coach. Thank you for taking the time and doing the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. This has been the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, sitting in for Jeff Doak, signing off. Let's go Knights.
Let's go Knights.